Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
All right, phone lines are open, 301-230-0980. Washington's off season is mostly done. There could be more to come. But what are your sort of post-draft, post-free agency, much of it, thoughts on next year's team? I've kind of laid out the situation in the NFC. There's some depth in the NFC and some really good teams, including the defending champions. Washington's over-under win total is 9.5. That's down from where it was pre-draft in a lot of spots. There were some spots that had it at 9.5. But would you go over 9.5 wins or under 9.5 wins? I'm sure we'll do this again as we get towards training camp or during training camp. But right now, I want to, learn from you in terms of what you think about 2025. I do think that there's some fear out there about a sophomore slump season for Jaden Daniels. You can vote, by the way, if you want to. I put up a Twitter poll, X poll, at Kevin Sheehan DC. It's simple, just over or under 9.5 wins. I'll give you my answer before we get to the phone lines, which we do have a line open at 301-230-0980 if you want to weigh in. I'm going over 9.5, but let me just make sure that I'm clear about one thing. I think 12 is going to be a tough feat to match from last year. I just look at, the schedule, and I'm not a big schedule guy typically, other than having fun with it over the next week at this time, probably my mock schedule. Next week, maybe early the following week. May 14th, I think, is the date that it comes out. So it's just that when you've got Mahomes and Justin Herbert and Tua and Jalen Hurts twice, and Jared Goff in the Lions offense, and Sean Payton, Bo Nix in the Broncos, and whatever, Seattle's going to throw at you with Sam Darnold, and I would probably put that to a lesser extent. You probably have to include Dak in the two games against him. You have, at least on paper going in, if you get the teams on your schedule that play like they did last year, it's just going to be a little bit tougher. And the tough part of it will be that you're going to just face a slew of better quarterbacks. And your weakness last year was defense. Doesn't mean it will be in 2025. I don't see 12 wins right now, but I definitely see 10. So I would go over 9.5. I think if last year was one of those fluke seasons that NFL teams have, that Washington really never had, but where they win 11 games with, an average to, subpar quarterback, and they won a playoff game and then lost one, I think I'd probably look at under. But as long as number five is the quarterback. And I also have great confidence in the coaching staff after 1 year overall. Cliff Kingsbury in particular in that offense, I just don't see taking a major step back. I think Debo could be a massive weapon for this team. I think they've got better pass protection at the very least with Laremy Tunsil. I see over 9.5, and I see probably around 10 or 11 wins. 12 might be difficult. And, you know, the Eagles, by the way, have a similar situation where it's not going to be much easier for them. It'll be more difficult for them. That's the race in the NFC East. I don't look at Dallas and think, you know, they've got a better team on paper. I felt that way last year. I don't feel that way this year. I look at the Giants and I see an absolute, really good roster on defense, but you still have major quarterback questions. So I would go over 9.5, not under it, even though I don't see 12 wins necessarily next year. Max, where would you go?
I think Vegas has done a really, really good job at setting this line. Just looking at the schedule next year, it's going to be tough. Like the NFC North and the AFC West, two of the top divisions in football, it's going to be a dogfight. We're going to, this team, the way it's constructed right now, I feel like they're going to try and win games like 50 to 45. But for that reason, like I have a tough time going over, but I think it's going to be really, like, I think they're going to be somewhere around like 9 wins. So for that, I'm going to go under. But the closer we get to the season, that could change. But right now, I'm just going with my gut. I think they're going to have somewhere, I think it's going to be 9 win season this year.
All right. So you're just slightly under.
Just a little bit.
Just so you know, Washington's over-under number at 9.5 is one game short of Detroit and San Francisco. On average, this is kind of a consensus of all of the over-unders on multiple sites. I mean, San Francisco is still, odds makers have a really good feeling for this team. It's all about them staying healthy. You know, if they put their best players on the field consistently over a 17-game season, they'll be better than they were last year. Detroit's at 10.5, and then there are four teams at 11.5. The top three teams in the AFC, Baltimore, Buffalo, and Kansas City, and then Philadelphia. In the 9.5 win total, Washington, Tampa, the Rams, the Packers, the Bengals are at 9.5. The Broncos are at 9.5. Houston and the Chargers are as well. You know, one of the reasons, too, that Washington's 9.5 number, maybe, you know, based on last year, isn't slightly higher, is Washington has, as do the other NFC East teams, they have the NFC North, which you could argue going into the season is the best division in football top to bottom. Doesn't always work out that way. And they have the AFC West. So they are playing Detroit, Minnesota, Chicago, and Green Bay. And they are playing Kansas City, the Chargers, the Raiders, and the Broncos. So in addition to the division teams, that's what they have. And then you end up with three other games. In their case, they've got games against Seattle at home, Miami on the road, which could be Madrid, possibly. And then they also play Atlanta on the road. And that's based on where they finished in their division. All right, 301-230-0980. Over 9.5 wins, under 9.5 wins, and why? This is, you know, we're at that point in which the rosters are pretty much set. Not completely. Still things that can happen. But for the most part, we now know what this team will look like on paper, roster-wise, heading into training camp. And their numbers at 9.5. You going over or under? Let's start with Scott. Scott, go ahead.
Good morning, Kevin. How you doing?
I'm well, Scott.
Hello?
I'm well, Scott. How are you?
Good, thanks. I'm saying under, for a lot of the reasons you just brought up. The schedule's going to be difficult with the NFC North, AFC West, and then they get to play some, they're the second place teams in the division. Miami, I'm not too worried about. I'm also concerned about the improvements they made on the defense. I don't know if they've done enough, but we still have some time to see if they get some pass rusher in free agency. I think Jaden's going to be fine. He seems like the type of guy, he knows how to, he sees, you know, sees things. If something's not working, he can adjust. I think he's going to have a good year. I think the offense is still going to be good, but I just don't think the defense is going to improve enough to really get them better than 8 or 9 wins. Yeah. I also think they have a target on their back now. You know, the year before last, they were a 4-win team, and we were seen as rebuilding, and all of a sudden we win 12 wins or 12 games. But if you cut me off, I just wanted to say I've been listening to you for a long time. I really like the history of radio and stuff, and you're a great broadcaster.
Thank you, Scott. Really appreciate it. You know, something that you said I think if you are just taking it at, I'm looking at this roster, I know what it was last year, I know some of the players they added, you just say, look, offensively, they should be really good. They got Jaden Daniels, and they upgraded on their offensive line. They added another playmaker in Deebo Samuel. At times last year, this was as good an offensive football team as any in the league. They certainly finished as a top five kind of overall offensive football team. They're going to score, and they're going to be tough to stop. But defensively, they weren't very good last year, even though they had some good players. And it doesn't appear to me like they did enough during the offseason. To me, that is an absolute reasonable position for us outside looking in to take. How they feel? I think they feel differently about what they've added defensively. I think they feel like some of the pieces they added are perfect fits for what they're trying to do, whether it's a Kinlaw or a Wise or even an Eddie Goldman or a Jonathan Jones, etc. I think they feel good about what they've done defensively. And I think, you know, there is an understanding, because this is a bright group, that, you know, one season of bad defense does not mean the next season, even if you don't add significant, you know, upgraded personnel, doesn't mean you're going to be bad again.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
But that's a reasonable position right now for all of us on the outside looking in. Should be a great offensive team. Jaden's a legitimate MVP candidate. Right, he's the fifth pick right now, odds-wise, to win the MVP. You'll see, as we go through the summer and approach the regular season, you'll see a lot of people out there predicting Jaden to win the MVP. I mean, I'm not saying more so than Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes, but there will be a lot of people saying Jaden Daniels is going to win the first MVP award of his career. When's the last time we had that? Never. RG3, there were certainly thoughts during his rookie season that we were watching a guy that would eventually win an MVP. Dead wrong. This guy's a different guy overall. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We are through much of the offseason. Washington's over-under win total is 9.5. Are you going over or under? Let's go to Lou in D.C. Lou, what's up?
Kevin, what's going on, man? What's going on? How you been? Everything good?
Everything's good, brother.
Yeah, I'm going to say over. I'll go as far as going to 13 because I think the defense got better. That's number one. We last year, our number one corner was Benjamin St. Jude. So, trust me, Jonathan Jones is way better than him. And, you know, Will Harris, that's another addition to the DB back. I mean, defensive side of the ball. And as far as, you know, the D-line, I think we added a good piece of who could stop the run as well. So I think we got better. And, you know, as far as Jaden goes in, you know, he got a bunch of weapons for him, the O-line and Debo and some of the rookie guys that we got. So I think we got better. I felt like we could go 13-4, if not 14-3. That's how I'm looking at it.
Right.
I just don't see
– Lou, you've always been super glass-half-full optimistic. When you said Jonathan Jones, to me it would be if they're much better at corner, it's because Trey Amos, their second-round pick, turned out to be ready to play like Sanders still was last year. But more importantly than that, that Marshawn Lattimore came back healthy, prepared, acclimated, and ready to play football at a high level. Because talent-wise, at corner, Marshawn Lattimore is still, you know, the best talent they have at corner on the roster. So we got to see Marshawn Lattimore be Marshawn Lattimore. If you tell me right now Marshawn Lattimore has a year like some of the years he had in New Orleans, the defense got a lot better. No doubt.
Exactly. One more addition, if they could add either Von Miller or Darius Smith, and I think that will put us to the hump, and, you know, to try to get to 14 or 15 wins. So, I think we got better. People, you know, say they're nervous, you know, the defense, this and that. I think we good, man. I think we could beat Philadelphia if we line up right now. So that's how I'm looking at it. I'm always optimistic.
Yes, you are.
Everything they're doing right now is the right thing. So, yeah, man, thanks for taking my call, Kevin.
All right, Lou. Von Miller, interesting. He's 36 years old, 37. He last year, because I looked this up the other day when I was looking up stuff on Za'Darius Smith, I think he finished top 10 PFF in pass rushing pressure and grade last year. He was very sort of a specialized pass rushing guy for Buffalo last year. Yeah, interesting, you know. When the Rams added him, it worked out well for them in 2021. I mean, Von Miller is just a pro too, man. He is a pro. You bring him into your locker room, you don't have any issues. You've got a mentor for some of the other guys. You know, you have Von Miller and Bobby Wagner in your locker room. That would be interesting. Za'Darius Smith, interesting. Za'Darius Smith could be an all-down kind of, you know, edge for them if they went that way. Von Miller is going to be a pass rush specialist. I think that's the way I would view him if they brought him in. How old is Von Miller now?
36
years
old. Yeah.
I was right. Going to be 37. Last year, all right, here it is. Last year, 11th best pass rushing grade on PFF. I said top 10, so it was 11th. 6 sacks on 209 pass rushing snaps, 32 pressures, and 23 QB hits. He's a pass rusher, man. He has always been a high level, and at times in his career, an elite pass rusher. There's still something out there for them to add. And the difference between thinking about players like Za'Darius Smith and Von Miller and Nick Chubb and J.K. Dobbins, etc., is that they're not, you know, they're answering the phone. Where we went through, you know, years and years where, nah, I'm not going to D.C. I'm not going to go to that train wreck. And now they're looking at it as got a chance to compete for a Super Bowl. 301-230-0980. Joe, Billy, Robert, Rod, Dennis, stay on hold. We got a line open if you want to weigh in at 301-230-0980. This is, you know, putting our finger up to the wind and taking a test here. Where are we after much of the offseason is in the books? Over 9.5 wins, under 9.5 wins, and why? Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, and the Team980.com.
All right, last night, the Nats, they avoid the sweep. They beat the Phillies 4-2. Brad Lord gets his first win of the season, and Kyle Finnegan closes out with the save. The Nats will take on the Reds tonight. Nats on Deck with Charlie and Dave starts at 5:40 on 106.7 The Fan. The New York Rangers have hired former Penguins bench boss Mike Sullivan. This is a homecoming for Mike, as he was drafted by the Rangers in round four of the 1987 NHL draft. NBA, the Knicks close out the Pistons last night, 116-113. Jalen Brunson caps off a 40-point game with the winning three in the final seconds. The Clippers force Game 7, 111-105 over the Denver Nuggets. James Harden played 47 of 48 minutes and put up 28-6-8. The only one game tonight between the Rockets and Warriors. Steph Curry is battling through a thumb injury. He is expected to play. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, and hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that's what's trending.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.